I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This occurred to me this morning, just now. I'll call it How to Become Your Own Autobiographer. In the fall, I will resume my speaking appearances here and there, spreading the gospel of words and writing and reading, sowing the seeds of realization, realizing that you were just as important in the scheme of things as you were when a mere child. I will go on about my belief in childhood's certain knowledge that all things in the heavens and on earth are connected. My powerful belief that the center of the universe is right here behind my eyes, right here wherever I am. I gaze at life through my own eyes. Since I cannot see through anyone else's eyes, I can only imagine what everything looks like from others' points of view. But imagine I can. I can imagine what your world is like. That intuitive burst of inspiration turns me into an artist, a writer, a performer, an evangelistic purveyor of thoughts and ideas. The fun of sharing my own point of view with you comes from your feedback. Why, you write about me. Did you know that? A fan tells me. How do you know how I feel? I don't know the answer to that question, but I know it comes up repeatedly in my time on Earth. If I am to have any satisfaction at all, I learn to adopt this thought that you, the reader, have given me. Instead of trying to report what I think you are feeling in place of imagining your life, I have to remind myself that that will never happen. I'll never be you. What I can do, though, is write about my deepest, purest feelings, allowing you and your imagination to identify with me where you can, here and there. You get the impression that I understand you through my writings. But the truth is, I am a mere conduit. I write about my life. From reading my work, you draw your own conclusions about yourself. That makes me a mirror or an echo chamber, doesn't it? My message to you is always the same. Write your life. Take notes. Record what you see, what you experience. The more you do this, the more you realize how important you are. The tiniest observation, the most minuscule thought, the least noticeable jolt of insight, each is an enormity. Each is universal. As you take note of your life, your past, your present, your imagined future, you will begin to appreciate yourself more. You will begin to see that others are just as important as you. You will begin to see that you are just as important as others. Don't take my word for it. You don't have to dig deeply to find profound thoughts. Don't strain yourself thinking or seeking heavy-laden insights. All these will come to you when least expected. My mission in these little notes and talks and performances and readings and appearances is to show you how connected we all are. I do that by telling brief stories about actual life, actual day-to-day existence. As I say, don't take my word for it. My satisfaction will come when you no longer need to see my words, hear my words. I will be happier once you become so involved with telling your own stories that you don't have time to read or hear mine. But for now, that is enough. I'll be quiet while you get busy taking notes. Tell me your life now. You already know enough about mine, at least for today.